Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right. Happy Wednesday. We're glad to be back with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Our call-in number is 718-664-9145. My name is Tony Williamson. Glad to be your host today. And we do have a special guest online, and I know many of you called in yesterday to the radio show and had your questions ready to go, and we're looking forward to hearing from our president and CEO, Mr. Alan Hanke. And Alan is on board with us this morning. And Alan, I want to say good morning to you. How are you today?
I'm well, Tony. How are you? Excited to be here.
Doing really well. Doing really well. Well, you know, Bud was on board with us yesterday, and we ended up covering a lot of information, Alan. But he kept saying, "Well, we'll wait till tomorrow. We'll let Alan talk about that." So I guess a few of us are excited for sure. And I know we've got the big launch coming up on Saturday in Crystal Lake, and I know you guys are in preparation for that. And I'm really grateful that you could spend the time to spend a little time with us all today on the radio show. And so I'd like to just give you open mic here and let you take it away, Alan, and share what's on your mind with us today.
Sure. Thank you again, Tony, very much. I apologize again for not being here yesterday as I intended to be. Unfortunately, an issue arose that required my full attention, but I did have a couple of minutes to listen to the very beginning of the show, and I'm certainly thankful for everybody that always joins the show here to get the information that they need to continue on their Iolo business. But I'll start this morning with a couple of quick updates and announcements we are preparing for this weekend. It is going to be a grand time here at the corporate facility. We're preparing for many of you folks to come into town and talk about our official launch procedure and make sure that this goes off without a hitch. We have a lot of people working also in the background to make sure that goes off extremely well for us. There will be a lot of information shared in just a very short period of time, so we encourage you to spend as much time with us as you can. Along the sides of that, I know we talk about this quite often on the show, and that's our promotion. And while many of you have just joined this company, we have had a great promotion that has allowed us to take advantage of a vetting position to secure your ability to get paid or get commissions throughout your organization. That's an important promotion right now for us. I encourage you to take advantage of that as quickly as you can. And I do have one announcement that will go along with that promotion. And it has come up as a concern from others in the past, and I wanted to bring this out kind of on the table right now to let others know that we are cognizant of some of the input that you folks are making in the field. And we do have an email address set up for that, Tony. It is at input@ioloip.net. And if you have some suggestions for us on how to make this program better for you, we'd like to hear that. But one of those suggestions that has come in a couple of times is our ability to make sure that the credit is given where the credit's due from a merchant sale to a consumer. And I want to talk a little bit about this from at the top of the show to let those folks know that we are giving credit where credit is due in the fashion of the way our systems are designed today. Now, as you know, a merchant sale typically works in the fashion of a customer application and an approval. And then, of course, once the vetting process is complete, we do fund the merchant within a short period of time. We realize that the commission period could end before that merchant is actually funded. So take an example of somebody maybe on the 29th or 30th of the month, where they go into a merchant, they acquire the merchandise that they need, they get approved by Iolo, And then Iolo funds that merchant within that 24 to 48, 72-hour window, and then the ACH takes a period to get into that merchant's account. Now, while that is standard for us, what has happened there technically is that merchant has acquired that customer on the 29th or the 30th, but Iolo's compensated the merchant via the ACH process maybe a day after or the first of the next month. We had a meeting yesterday. We're redesigning the system to allow the credit for that sale to happen post-date or prior to that, in other words, the contract date, to allow that representative or agent to get credit for it in the month where the credit is due. When we originally designed the compensation plan, it was designed on funding and when that actually took place. But in this case, we're turning that just a bit, and again, by many suggestions from our agents, that we're going to allow that funding to take place on the actual contract date, so you get credit where credit is due in the month where it was actually sold. So starting out with that, I thought that would be a great way to start this show today to let those folks know that the input that we do get is considered. We have a committee here at the office that goes through those emails on a regular basis and makes sure that not only are they considered, but if we can implement them and it makes sense to do so in the business, we would be fools not to do that. That, along with compliance, is a very big thing. There's a lot of input being given to us right now on compliance and point-of-sale material. I can tell you that we have secured a company to do all of our point-of-sale material. The company is one of the best in the industry. As a matter of fact, they do Verizon right now. They do T-Mobile and several other direct sales companies, and we're excited to have them on board. And those of you that get a chance to be here over the weekend with a sampling of our new point-of-sale material, if they can get it completed in time, and that'll give us a good picture of where Iolo is going to look like in the future. So I wanted to start with a couple of great announcements. Again, that promotion is one thing to really take advantage of. We've done that, brought that promotion out until this weekend. So all you need to do is get that merchant signed up, get those customers in, and we'll go ahead and credit you by the contract date before that merchant, that promotion expires here on Saturday. So a couple of great things, taking a few minutes to let everybody know that we are working diligently here at our facility. When you guys get a chance to come here for the first time, you'll see that we're expanding our IT department, we're expanding our financing department, and we're also expanding our customer support and dealer support departments to better serve not only the agents, but the merchants that we're acquiring. Some updates on our business today. We are now officially in every single state in the United States that Iolo has the ability to do business in. That's a great feat for us. There's not a lot of companies that can say they're open in every state with not only representatives, but merchants as well. And we're even including merchants in areas that we didn't think we'd get before, like our agents, at least at this point, Guam for one, some of the Southern Caribbean type countries, American Samoa, and some others. So it's an exciting time for Iolo as we expand across the nation and acquire merchants for us. So I've spoken for a few minutes, Tony, let's see if that sparks any questions from yourself, or we can open up the lines today, because this radio show is about the agents and the agents' businesses that we support at Iolo. So if you'd like to take a moment and drop some questions in, Tony, I'd be more than happy to round out the show with some of that information.
Well, that's really exciting, Alan, you know, and just a couple of things that I want to reiterate to the people that are still joining us as we speak. We're speaking with Mr. Alan Hanke, President and CEO of Iolo this morning, and so we're so glad to be live with you this morning, Alan, on the radio, and we want to say thank you to everyone that's calling in, all the agents in the field. We've had an explosive growth in the number of people that are joining us, and some of you may be calling into the radio for the very first time or listening to us live streaming on the Internet. You can catch us there at ioloradio.com, and our call number is 718-664-9145. Excuse me, 718-664-9145 is the number that you need to be texting out to the members in your team right now if you've got some other agents that you have brought to the family here of Iolo. Alan, you shared a couple of really interesting things, but I know that this weekend is really where it's all going to be rolling out, and Bud yesterday mentioned to the audience that, you know, that those that don't make it to Crystal Lake are going to have to wait till Monday. But is there any news that, you know, what I guess the thing that I'm want to ask you is, you know, what are you most excited about at this point, given the explosive growth that we had last month, and how is that affecting your vision of the company going forward?
Well, that's a great question, Tony, because we had a very long session yesterday with both the Iolo board, our shareholder group, and several other entities, and we were defining Iolo's growth, not only what we see in the next short term, but Iolo's growth long term, meaning 1 year out, 2 years out, 3 years out. And when you put this type of company to paper, it certainly is explosive. I mean, right now it's explosive, but it has the ability to even go farther than that. I've said this many times on the radio show, and I think it's for the benefit of the new folks now, that, you know, Iolo is not just a single-focused company. We are and do want to be one of the fastest-growing and premier opportunities available for the agents, but also alongside that, the only way to get that accomplished is to be the best company, the premier company in the virtual rent-to-own industry. This industry is growing. It's growing rapidly. It's estimated to be a $90 billion market in the next several years, and taking on the typical verticals of traditional rent-to-own is just the near part of what Iolo is going to be able to accomplish. As you know, we're attracting merchants from all subsets of verticals at this point, and that's allowing us to springboard ourselves into this market in a rapid fashion. We see Iolo's future very bright. There are other companies that are entering this type of business today that don't have the tenure, the experience, and the knowledge base to get a product out to the marketplace as Iolo does through its agent base. So after 2 years of development, we're proud to be in this spot. It's going to take some of the other ones several years of learning and process and mistakes to even get where we're at today. So we see Iolo's future very bright from a customer's perspective. One of the things I always talk about is the acquisition of the merchants today is something more of setting the foundation to what Iolo's growth is going to be. We don't see ourselves acquiring merchants 100% of the time in the future. We will turn into more of a unified payment method later on, similar to what you would use a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express for. We want to see Iolo's name and sticker right next to those names on the front door of that merchant. And in doing so, it's going to allow us to bring customers to that merchant. So think of a company that will transition from a merchant acquisition company to a customer acquisition company in the future. Now, of course, we can't do that today. Obviously, we have to have the merchants first to drive the customers to. But think of the opportunity where it exists, where you can go to anybody and get them pre-qualified for an amount of money, and they can go shop at any merchant, just like being approved for a balance issued debit card or something like that. But Iolo will have far more capabilities than that debit card does, and actually at a cheaper cost. So Iolo's future is very bright. We see an opportunity where we will transition over a period of time after we acquire merchants into being a customer-centric company, and we can bring those customers right to the merchant and provide better value to the merchant now because we are bringing them customers. So our future is very bright. We have a lot of things going on to announce this weekend, but some of those will include some of the things in the near future that we're doing. Technology. We're always working on technology. Right now, we are working with a new subset of technology and some APIs to drive our consumer process, our vetting process faster. We're working on a new way to bring the merchant on board from the company's perspective, making that a little bit more streamlined. It is now from an electronic aspect, but we're trying to make that a little bit more streamlined. We're putting new servers in. We just did that. We had a huge upgrade several weeks ago when some other folks were in town, but we're doing another hardware upgrade this weekend and next weekend again, not because we've outgrown it, but because we're using some different technologies now. We're doing some things with the software on the front end to make it easier for the consumer, changing a couple of things regulatory perspective-wise, nothing critical there. Announcing some things that we're going to be doing in July and August for our Iolo integration, and that's going to be an important aspect of our company's growth and security. So a lot of things happening this weekend. We've got a full boat ahead of us, and I'll turn it back over to you, Tony.
Well, I know we can't get you to tell us all that good stuff because that's the draw. That's what everybody's, you know, anxious to get out to Crystal Lake for this weekend. We've got a few people that have lined up here with some questions. Guys, if you do have a question, we're talking with Mr. Alan Hanke, CEO and President of Iolo this morning on our radio show. This is Iolo Radio. This is your station. We know that you're listening, and we know that you have questions, and we are eager to get you on the line with us. If you want to hit one on your phone, that way we'll know that you might have a question or comment for our speaker today. Alan, let's take a couple of questions if you're okay with that.
Sure, you bet.
Okay, let's go to area code 281, the last four digits, 3710. Good morning. You're live on the radio with Mr. Alan Hanke. Or not.
Hello, guys.
Oh, there you
morning.
Are. Can you hear? Yeah,
okay,
we got you.
Sorry about that. Okay, I didn't know I was had my hand up for a question. Anyway, this is my first time on the call, and I just wanted to kind of listen in and see what was going on. Had an opportunity to visit the website, and I definitely like what I see. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to the meeting this weekend, but I'm certainly looking forward to having a long-term relationship with you guys, because I think this is something that is very unique, something
wonderful.
I've never seen before. And
wonderful.
Didn't know I had my hand up, but anyway, I just want to put that out there.
That's quite all right. Well, welcome to the show, and we're certainly glad to have you, and we're glad to have you be involved with Iolo. If you don't mind, could you state your first name and where you're calling from?
Burnell in Florida.
In Florida, perfect. A lot more beautiful than it is here in Chicago, expecting 2 more inches of snow today, so I will get to visit your lovely state here shortly, I'm sure. We have a lot of folks in Florida. We're excited about Florida. Florida is one of the fastest growing states in Iolo, not only from an agent standpoint, but from a merchant standpoint. And there's tremendous growth happening in Florida. There's tremendous opportunity, as there is in many of the states. But could you maybe share for the other folks that are in the same position as yourself, the first time calling on the show today or just getting started with Iolo, one of the things that really made you decide to join the company from an agency perspective? Could you share with us maybe some insight on what made you make that decision?
Well, I've kind of been in the rent-to-own industry in the past, so I know, you know, how the industry works, and I've just never seen anything virtual out there that can actually compete with the rent-to-own industry, so it kind of got my attention right away, so that's what brought me to it.
Wonderful. That's great to hear, because we are attracting some folks from the rent-to-own industry already. Some folks that were either managers or employees at traditional brick-and-mortar rent-to-own stores, and some other industry-type folks. And what's exciting about that is the virtual aspect of not just being stuck with one store and the opportunity to make an income, of course, based on what the merchant does. And, you know, we thank you for that. I can say that one of the cool things that happened this week at Iolo, a relational just to that, is we were able to pick up a group of stores. I can't tell you where. It is a three-store conglomerate, a traditional rent-to-own conglomerate that actually now does business with Iolo. Instead of they use us now to help the client out when they walk into the stores, to help with their inventory and their purchase power. So it's great to have the industry look at us as a viable solution for some of the brick-and-mortar stores as well. So great to have you aboard. Thank you for joining us in Florida. And if there's anything that you need, certainly reach your support organization. Look at the tools in your back office and the resources page. And congratulations for joining Iolo, and we look forward to great things from you. Thank you.
Awesome. Let's go to area code 661, the last four digits, 9135. You're live on the radio with Mr. Alan Hanke.
Good morning, Alan. This is Kim Gill in Bakersfield, California.
Good morning, Kim.
Question is, how you doing? My question is, when do you think we will be extending the payment period? Due to the fact that I actually had lost a deal with Reels and Rims and Tires because the deposit was so large because of that 9-month period.
Yep, we're talking about that right now. There is some technology that needs to be enforced before we do that, not only just based on our back-end systems that allow us to bill the consumer on a basis because it's set. There's some calculations that need to be done before the contract is produced. So we did have some conversation about that yesterday. I can't make a definitive date announcement today, but I can tell you that over the next several days we'll be meeting with IT to continue that conversation to see how that will fit in from a time frame standpoint. We will let everybody know on Iolo Radio here and other means of communications when we're able to do that. But it's not, unfortunately, as simple as flipping a switch and going from, you know, 9 months to 12 or 18. But right now we are working on it from a technology standpoint. We do realize, by the way, that that is a significant function of our business. Now, our competitors are all typically in that 12-month range. Us at 9 make it a little bit more cumbersome on the consumer. So we are cognizant of that. We want to be as consumer-friendly as possible. But again, it's not as easy as flipping a switch, so I can't give you an actual date right now, but be rest assured we are working on that. We are working on some technology upgrades to support that and working on our systems to allow us to choose a a term length based upon what the consumer's comfort is. So it could possibly look something like between a certain amount you get this particular term, and then over a certain amount you get to choose a term that better suits your either ability to pay or your thought process as it comes behind how much of a payment that might be. So we are working on that, and it's a great question. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks for calling in this morning. Let's go to area code 323, the last four digits, 0882. You're live on the radio.
Hey, Alan. This is Mike, Los Angeles, California. How you doing?
Hi, Micah. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. I was just checking, I guess, a couple of things. I had some pushback on the Social Security from the business owners, and I think it's because, you know, they haven't heard our brand before, and it makes them a little nervous. Is there a way that we can have some official backup material to show how this law works in regards to a wire fraud? I'm not sure exactly what it is that that hasn't had this social, but it would be great if we can have some documentation that can kind of really show them the laws that we have to abide by.
Yeah, that's a great point, and there are some very specific ones. And the first one is the United States Patriot Act, and we are compliant with the U.S. Patriot Act when it concerns pushing money over to any recipient via the bank or ACH network. NACHA has a rule as well. I don't have the ability at the moment, Micah, to write a note down. I will remember that. I'll see if I can get somebody on our compliance team at the corporate office to give us a couple of supporting documentations. We'll post that in the back office and let that be available for you. And I know, the biggest concern is, from a company's perspective, not just being compliant with the law, is having the ability to actually vet the merchant to allow us to identify who they actually are. And if folks are new online today, one of the things that Mike is talking about is having the Social Security number of the merchant at the time that they enroll. And that's for several reasons. One is the U.S. Patriot Act, like I just mentioned, but others, there's other wire fraud issues that have to do. So, Micah, yes, I can make sure that we get some documentation in the back office to help support that for you in the field. Normally, we don't get pushback, but there is a small percentage of the population that does get pushback on that. So we'd be more than happy to do that for you.
Thanks for calling in, Micah. It's always good to hear from you, man. Let's go to area code 608, the last four digits, 1657. You're live on the radio with Mr. Alan Hanke.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Rick in Madison, Wisconsin, and I recently became a rep, and I'm just really excited about things. First-time caller live, but I have just been catching up with all the archived broadcasts of the station, of the radio station. It's just been phenomenal to be able to be a part of that, actually, so I can document, I can be a testimonial for you that works really, really well. So thank you for doing that. So I guess I'm real excited about things. I'm also going to be there on Saturday, so I'm real looking forward to seeing everybody. But the question I have is obviously where Wisconsin lies and everything, and being able to go door to door, go business to business, which is my background and experience, which I'm really excited about. So just if you could, Alan, kind of give some ideas. I know that you mentioned just recently you're in every state that you can be in, but I know that you're not in Wisconsin yet and in Minnesota, and I've actually got some people who are interested in Minnesota. So anyway, if you could comment on that. Anyway, see you Saturday, and great job on the radio station.
Great. Rick, welcome aboard. We're happy to hear you from Madison. We have several folks that are located in the Wisconsin area, and it is not encumbered their business from an agency standpoint, actually in acquiring merchants in other states. So we're glad to have you aboard. We can talk about some tricks and tools that you can use while you're here on Saturday, and thank you for coming down to join us. Excited to have you there. But I can talk about the regulatory issues in three states that we've been working on diligently to try and open up an ILO-type business. And I'm going to kind of give you a categorical look on what we expect to happen. Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Vermont are three states, that have some very strict regulatory issues concerning a rent-to-own contract. Now, it's not that we can't do business there from a regulatory piece. It's that we choose not to do business because of that regulatory piece, because of a compliancy period that it gives us an extreme disadvantage on the consumer end. So what I mean by that is until or if we get a waiver from the state regulatory board of those particular areas, it doesn't look like we're going to have the ability to do business in those areas anytime soon. There have been some waivers granted in the past to companies like Rent-A-Center and some large franchise organizations, and I think that's just due to the fact that they had such a long tenure in court that the state just made some agreements with them and some gave them some concessions, but none of which that we typically have in many other states. So right now, the regulatory environment, unfortunately, in those states is one of which that we it doesn't look like we're going to be doing business there anytime soon. Now, with that in that, with me saying that, doesn't mean that any of those states, after we submitted letters to them, won't change or send us a letter back that allows us to change a few things to do business there. But right now, it's just the environment. There's not much we can do about it, and hopefully that changes in the future. So sorry about that, but there are some folks building some great businesses in those states right now, acquiring merchants and agents in other states, and they're flourishing.
Thank you, Alan. We are talking to Mr. Alan Hanke this morning, live on Iolo Radio. Alan is the CEO and president of Iolo, so it's an exciting morning for us. We thank you for being on board with us. Our call-in number is 718-664-9145. Let's go to area code 929, last four digits 4618. You're live on the radio.
Hey, how you doing? This is Barry from New York, and
I've been
live a couple of times. This is my first time on the line. Mr. Alan Hanke was on the line, so this is the second time I got the opportunity to speak to you, which is really great. A young lady told me about this business, and I'm just highly excited. And I realized that this business is really for people who are highly motivated individuals, because the cost of not there's no cost required to get involved with the business. So I went out and went through my phone Rolodex, my contact, and I selected like five people. I realized if I did this business, number one, they have integrity. Number one, they're looking for a great opportunity, and I don't have to go out and motivate them like you have to do with multi-level marketing, the traditional multi-level marketing, to get people involved. But you have to look for specific individuals. One of the things I like to use, and I was telling the person who told me about the business, is that it's like a deck of cards. You got 44 aces in a deck of cards, and you want to go out and get your ace, and then go get then go down from there to your king, your queen, your die, your tens, and so on and so forth, and throw the jokers out the pack, because the jokers are exactly what they said. They're a joker. My question for you is, we had talked about this yesterday, and regarding the jewelry, do we need to take pictures of the jewelry? I know we're saying get a real good description, or have the clients eventually in the future take pictures of the product. And what's the hold up to setting up New Jersey? So those are my two questions.
Wonderful. Well, first of all, Barry, thank you. I have heard you on the show before. Thank you for being part of Iolo, and we certainly welcome you to the team. We're excited about having you and others aboard. And I can say, just from a background, the 10 Jack, Queens, Kings, and Aces all do provide one pretty good hand in poker. So keep bringing those big guys in and explaining the business to them. So New Jersey, let's start with that. Same type of regulatory issues as Wisconsin and Minnesota and a couple of other ones, but in a fashion that is a little bit different. New Jersey would probably be, out of all the states, the one state that would probably be, from a regulatory perspective, be able to get into first. We're working on an IT issue with that right now, just from a contract generation basis. Their contract that we have to put out is significantly different than the one that we put out today. Things like wording in the contract, instead of a rental purchase agreement, it's a lease purchase agreement. It has to be specific to that state. So every lease that's done in that state, of course, that wording has to be exactly right and approved by the regulators in that state. We do have many, many, many customers from New Jersey, believe it or not. New Jersey is in a unique position to get very good access to other surrounding states. Pennsylvania, for instance, and New York, and some others, that a lot of folks just go over the bridge and they use Iolo to purchase their wireless devices or any of the merchandise that they want to purchase. And then simply just go back to New Jersey. It's called tenure. And in our particular case, having the presence of the company in New Jersey is one thing, but having tenure in Illinois is another. So there are some of those regulatory pieces we're working on. That would probably be the first one. We're working on that. Hopefully by the end of the first quarter, we'll be able to bring up New Jersey. To answer your second question is on jewelry, it's not specific to a vertical. We will be bringing on some requirements, and some of the merchants that are just getting signed up now have already heard this, that we will require a copy of the customer's identification card, whether it be an ID, a state-issued ID or a passport, along with the bona fide sales receipt signed by the consumer that they actually received that merchandise. So good description is imperative on the add items page, but the receipt of the merchandise, whether it's jewelry, whether it's a TV, a phone, or a computer, a laptop, accompanying it will have that description and all the other information that we need. So no pitch needed yet. Good description is what is needed. And, of course, the sales receipt along with the consumer's ID. So I hope that helps you. I heard somebody ask the question the other day. I don't know if it was yesterday or not, but I'm glad I had a chance to answer that today.
Thank you, Alan. Let's go to area code 801, the last four digits, 2049. You're live on the radio.
Yes, this is Matt Johnson from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Matt.
Thank you. Hey, I've been hitting streets quite a bit, and I'm starting to run into a perception issue with our company. Being new as we are, I have a lot of these tire stores that keep telling me I don't want to be the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not all that comfortable giving me their checking information when
sure.
Basically they're not having a good perception of the company yet. They can't go to the Better Business Bureau and look us up. What kind of information or sales tools or those kinds of things that will help change that perception in their mind of who we are, that we're stable, that we're legitimate, because I can only talk so much to some point. I mean, I need the business cards are great. They could be improved a little more to be kind of present a more financial services look, you know. But what do we have any documentation in the works about the company? What do we have coming up?
Sure. And I've heard that throughout our development stages and our early startup stages. We can do a couple of things to help with that. And I want to talk to you first about that on the sales side and what you can use for tools. So first of all, there are some tools available to you in the back office of the resources section that folks have used successfully. From a one-page flyer standpoint to PowerPoint presentations and others that are available to you. And if you don't have those or have access to that, talk to your support organization and they will certainly get it for you. So we'll start with that. The second one is use the internet to your favor. They can look at many, many places that have Iolo as a solution for their customers. You can just simply search Iolo Leasing in Google or any other search engine, you'll see that we populate most of the first 3 to 5 pages of those search engines of companies that actually offer us as a product to their consumers. They can look in other areas as well. We've been in business already for a couple of years, so as far as tenure in the field, I think that's important to also know. We didn't just start yesterday. Just this marketing piece has started just recently. But I think more importantly than that is making sure that you have the tools, number one, making sure that you are well-trained and supported by the company and your support organization. But number three, we have found that a lot of merchants will use that as an excuse to not be bothered, as an excuse to just not do something different than they're already doing today. So it comes sometimes in a trust factor. I'm not talking about you directly. It just comes from a normal business factor that that we don't know who you are is sometimes a good excuse for I'm just not ready to do business with you yet today for several other reasons, and it just seems to be the best category. But we will assist you in any way we can. If you have folks that you're having difficulty with, the reason we built an organization like this is that you can reach Upline for support and they can help you with some things. There are some folks having great success out there with the company. The more folks we get, of course, the more exposure we're going to get. The Better Business Bureau was on our list of things to do early on, but our philosophy is that we won't be held hostage in paying an organization for a good rating. Unfortunately, not that we certainly can't afford it, but we want our ratings to be such that the consumer and the merchants, good or bad, by the way, because we have both, supply us with the information that the industry needs. So I hope that helps you enough. Stay plugged into the radio shows to get some information and some other things, but we're here to support you. So if you need some additional support or help, let us know, and we'll try and get you as much information as you can need. And this radio show being plugged into some of the big leaders that are out there being very successful will help you as well.
Thanks so much, Alan. Do you want to take a couple more questions? I know we're going a little long, but that's okay with me.
Yep.
Would you like to?
How about two more this morning, and then we'll wrap it up.
All right. Let's go to area code 404, the last four digits, 4262. You're live on the radio. All right, let's keep moving. Let's go to area code 808, the last four digits, 9417. You're live on the radio.
Aloha from Hawaii, Israel, Francisco. Good morning.
Good morning, Israel. I knew that area code right when he said it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just wanted, you know, since a lot of new folks in this call, and I'm fairly new as well, but I've been on the conference call, quite a few conference calls already as of late. Could you give a little background on the company, or if it's already in the back office, you know, like a summarized version of the background of the company?
Sure. And that's another great question. What we'll do now that this question's been asked several times is we'll talk to compliance today. I'm making a note on that right now. We'll talk to compliance, and we'll have a one-sheeter put in the back office that you guys can use from a background perspective. I could kind of give it here. It'd probably take up too much time, but I appreciate the question. What we'll do then is we'll produce a document, put that in the back office for a resource that everybody could use when you are asked that question. We could certainly have a very straightforward and vetted answer for you to get to your merchants, if you don't mind me handling it that way.
Okay, let's go to let's take our last call if you'd like to, Alan. We'll go to area code 713. The last four digits are 8985. You are live on the radio with Mr. Alan Hanke. We're going to try one more, Alan. We're going to go to area code 949. The last four digits, 1842. You're live on the radio.
Hello, Alan. This is Ron. I'm on my way in. I'll shoot you a text in a few minutes.
Wonderful.
Hey, another fantastic call. You know, I'm really excited about the things that are coming out with these on-site promotional tools, the things that will be – I take it these are items that will be able to be displayed in the merchant's location, and it will promote and validate what it is that we do, and it will make awareness of our brand even more viable or more successful, obviously more visual. Can you speak to why it is – I have some marketing ideas as to why – but I'd like to hear the company's perspective as to how it is that that's really going to help position us to generate more sales, if you wouldn't mind. Thanks very much.
Sure. A couple of things. If we're talking about company-specific information, that, of course, just gives the security. It's mostly for the agent-based model that provides enough information for them to go in to the consumer – I'm sorry, to the merchant and allow them to vet us. You know, we are a company that – touts vetting consumers and vetting merchants, and we should allow without any type of hesitancy to allow the merchant to vet us. They are in business themselves, obviously, and we obviously want them to protect their businesses, so they should only do business with companies that, of course, are at the highest level of consideration. So at this point, I think there are a lot of things that can help in providing documentation like that to the agency base that allows them to describe our company a little bit better, because we are representing a company here. That in turn gets us to the next point, which is point of sale material and materials and things for the merchant to help acquire the customer for them. One of the biggest selling points of Iolo is we help the merchants increase their business by a significant percentage. And by allowing them the tools that they can use to allow the customer to know that a product like this is available is certainly a great thing. So, Ron, did that answer your question? I want to make sure that I answered it correctly before you go.
I muted him back out, Al. Let me see if I can...
Oh, did you? I'm sorry.
I can't find it because I got so many people on the board I can't figure it out.
That's okay. I'll take another question. And Ron's coming to visit us today at the corporate office, so we're excited to have him. And if I didn't address it, we'll address it on tomorrow's show for sure.
Okay. Let's go to area code 513, the last four digits, 2434. You're live on the radio.
Good morning, Alan. This is Bob Schroeder. I have a couple of questions.
Good morning, Bob.
Number one, are we on for later on today? At 11 or so, or
it's possible. I know I sent you an email last night. I haven't checked my email yet this morning, but if you responded,
okay.
The answer is yes.
Either that or 3 o'clock, and
okay.
Okay, all right, we'll do that then.
Okay.
And secondly, I have a couple of questions about a couple of different verticals.
Sure.
My background is in retail. But it's also in e-commerce. I know that seems like it'd be a little bit difficult to do, but have you looked at any e-commerce opportunities or down the road? Is that feasible?
Yeah, we have. As a matter of fact, we're working on an e-commerce function right now. It's in testing. It's not in beta yet, but it is in testing. And part of the IT changes that we're just putting in right now will allow us to support an e-commerce platform that we could use via API or an iframe, the Iolo platform, from a payment perspective. In other words, those folks that use Amazon and eBay and several other Shopify-type carts and AmeriCommerce and others will allow us to sit alongside those credit card and PayPal buttons to allow the consumer to actually, again, get qualified to buy the merchandise that they want from those sites. So, yes, we are. That's a big aspect of our growth. Of course, acquiring merchants is the first. And, again, if we threw everything out on the table at once, people would just it would be too much information overload for them. So we're doing kind of a structured rollout. We don't want to outgrow ourselves, number one. Number two is there are some technology features that we have to employ here at the office to make sure that that works correctly, especially when it comes from a payment to the merchant and or the delivery receipt from the consumer standpoint. So there are some challenges. There will be some program changes that come along with that, but we see that as the next big change in where we go with Iolo as we see our future. So online is definitely part of our plan.
Okay. That's all that I had, and we'll talk to you later on today.
Okay, Bob, thank you so much for joining us. Tony, let's take one more, and then let's wrap it up.
All right. Let's see, go down here to area code 740, the last four digits, 3478. You're live on the radio.
Hey, what's going on? This is Roy.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just recently signed up as an agent myself and still just going through a lot of trying to learn the process and listening to the call. This is my second call. My question is the back office. How do I access my back office again, and how do I get that information? I know it's a question I could probably ask the guy who showed this to me, but since I'm on the call, I thought maybe I'd ask that.
Sure. And they will have that information for you, but I'll tell you very quickly. Just go to ioloagent.com,
okay,
/ and then your username that you use to sign up with.
Okay,
so it's I-O-L-O.
I'm on the computer now, I-O-L-O. Okay. All right, thank you so much. And I see a great future with this, so I'm just taking it one day at a time, see how it goes here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being part of Iolo. We look forward to great things from you as well. And if you need some assistance, certainly let us know.
Wow, Alan, it's been a great show, man. We're really thrilled and honored that you could spend this much time with us today on the show. Always, man, you're just packed with all this great information, and I know we could go longer, but it's been an exciting show, and I know everybody's really eager to get packed up and get ready to be out to Crystal Lake this weekend. I don't know, Alan, is there anything you want to share with us as we close the show today?
No, you know, Tony, I am excited. It is a great show again today. I think there hasn't been one show that I've been on that I can't say wasn't great. I love doing these shows. I love talking to the folks that are in the field. I love helping build this Iola business because we are doing this for our agents. And I personally want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time out of your schedules every day to join us. You will find that Iola, at least for those that are just joining the company, is a company that does care. And we care not only about our agencies, but we're building a business alongside yourselves to make sure that all of us can be have a life-changing event, and we really expect Iola to be that life-changing event. So we're glad that you've obviously taken the time to join us today. Don't make the mistake of not sharing this opportunity with others. There's a lot of talk right now of maybe slowing down the agent growth because we're going to outgrow ourselves, we're going to have too many agents in a particular city or area. I can tell you that there are millions of merchants out there that can benefit by using Iola and using this type of payment service, and it's just the beginning right now. We are looking toward a future that is so bright, and there are folks that are being attracted to Iola right now that we thought would never, ever be part of this company. Our phone rings off the hook all day long with inquiries about what we're doing and how we're putting things together. We've got something here that I don't think is going to be able to be touched in the near future, whether it's direct sales, multi-level marketing, or any type of sales organization, because the professionalism that each and every one of you have put forward to bring your Iola business to fruition is nothing short of exemplary. We are a growing company. We are a new company. We're several years old, but I still consider us in our infancy stages. We're in a beta test launch phase right now with some big announcements to come this weekend, but we're not perfect. We are a company that will go through many, many changes before the several years in growth that I talked about on this call today. And throughout those changes, there's going to be some ups and downs that are going to be, you know, we can't do everything right, but we try to. But technology and other things that lead to this company's success will certainly could lead to some challenges as well. So the best thing that we can do as a company is support you, which we do. The other thing we can do as a company is support the merchants that you acquire, which we do. And the third thing is to make sure that we build a good organization for you guys to have the foundation to build great businesses from. So I get excited every single time I get an opportunity to be on one of these calls because it makes sure that I am in tune with what's going on in the field and we can build a good company around that. So I'm thankful for every one of you, and in turn, I hope that your families are thankful for the efforts that you're putting forward as well. So, Tony, it's always an exciting time. We've got a great weekend coming up. There's a promotion that's ending very, very soon, so I encourage all the new folks to get out there as quick as they can to acquire merchants so they can get the customers involved, get vetted, get in the company, get the tools necessary to do your businesses, and we're going to grow with you guys. Not everything's perfect today. We can look at this 2 years from now, and not everything will be perfect then because somebody will need something, undoubtedly. But we'll always strive to achieve that level of success that I know we can make. So thank you all. Thanks for joining Iola. Thanks for being part of the radio program, and I look forward to talking to you or seeing you this weekend.
Fantastic, Alan. Thanks so much. It's always an honor to work with you, my friend. And I also want to say thank you from Mr. Donnie Crisp, our partner who's working in the background here on the switchboard. Donnie, thank you, brother, for being there, working in the back. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Another great show.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iola Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iola, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.